New legal centers for Indigenous parents who have become involved with the child welfare system in BC have opened up in Prince George and Smithers. Katrina Harry manages the centers for the Legal Services Society. She joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Can you tell me about these centers? What are they? What do they do?
So the Parents Legal Center is an office run by Legal Services Society of BC, which is Legal Aid. Most people know Legal Aid is Legal Aid. And so what the PLCs do is they're a new way of helping parents who need to address child protection matters for their children. And so when people have contact with a social worker who tells them that they're under investigation or that they've received a report about the safety and care of their children, those parents engaged or I would consider to be now engaged with the child protection process. And so they have the ability to contact Legal Aid to see if they qualify for a free lawyer. And if they do, be assessed by our program. Our program provides a team format where we have a lawyer, an Aboriginal community legal worker, and an intake worker within our own office. Then we operate as a team format where we're providing legal advice, representation, support, and advocacy to clients who are engaged in the child protection realm.
And why is this service needed?
Well, this service is needed because we actually have what we see is that there's a drastic overrepresentation of Indigenous children in care. About 63% of all children who are in foster care or in care are Indigenous, and yet only about 6% of the population of BC is Indigenous. So this overrepresentation really highlights the need for progressive wraparound services to help parents address the concerns that led to the involvement of social workers in their lives in a more profound and meaningful way, where we're providing the wraparound services that that can help them access housing, that can help them access counseling, that can help them connect with an elder. So knowledge of the community resources and heavy involvement on behalf of all members of the team within our offices helps clients feel really well supported. And that is information that's come out in the three evaluations that have been done on the Parents Legal Center in Vancouver.
Now, you mentioned the overrepresentation. I believe the way I've seen it described is that there are more Indigenous children in care now than there were during the 60s scoop.
I've also heard that as well, and and that this is exactly why we have the program. It's also a way of addressing the need for reconciliation within Canada. And so we see this as improving access for justice for Indigenous people. And that is, it's part of Legal Aid's Reconciliation Action Plan to increase access to access to justice for Indigenous people throughout BC.
Now, these centers have already been operating for some time. Can you tell me about the experiences that you've had at them, or you've heard from people working at them or the parents that are getting involved?
What our offices are telling us is that there is a variety of different types of practices that occur throughout the province. Of course, we in our offices turn to best practices and turn to policy and to the legislation. And we really rely upon that to ensure that we are advocating as strongly as possible for our clients. What we do see, certain trends in terms of the issues clients are facing, housing seems to be a primary concern for a lot of the clients that we are providing support to. There will be regional differences with other maybe access to addiction treatment or mental health services. It'll vary by region depending on the availability of services in that area. I think what I would say most is that the more remote clients are, the more difficulty they experience in accessing whatever type of most services that they need.
And for people who aren't in a community with one of these centers, are there still ways that they can access the services and the supports?
Well, for those people who financially qualify, the people who apply to our program, as we are a legal aid program, they also have to financially qualify for a program. So for those people who are not in a community where our services are offered, I would still strongly encourage those people to apply to legal aid. Also to seek out duty counsel at their local courthouse. We also have other services such as the Family Law Line. There are access to legal aid publications that are available online. Seek out community supports. and other advocates within one's own community. Those are some additional recommendations I'd have about how to ensure that parents are receiving advice in a time of what's often great turmoil for their family.
Katrina Harry, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Katrina Harry is Manager of Indigenous Services for the Parents Legal Center with the Legal Services Society.